Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in changdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard changdok to develop our gochujang flavor. Then and now, our world and everything is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant jangdok under a lid of culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time to say hot or not? Here to decide with me, Alex, the plus plus gochu, Amanda, the time trapping gochu, Michael, the latte source gochu, and I, Chad, the spiciest gochu in the universe. And together with the gochujang game, four Korean Americans closing and opening jang lids wherever we please. Okay, so we're doing a mini pepper. And this one is kind of similar to the last one. But the last mini pepper was a spicy bag, yeah?
Yes. Right.
Okay, so we're doing jang this time. So it's like the same format. You know, we'll just, you know, shoot the shit. And then occasionally we'll throw in a jang. A random jang to discuss. And if you guys have something to share, then, you know, please feel free to just jump in and do it anytime you want. Okay, so just to start off, let's do one easy, jang. Bang, bang, bang. Jang. Jang. All right, we had to do that every time.
Are we really?
Yeah, so the first one is Top, GD, and Taeyang. I don't know if you ever did that one before. Did we?
No, this is new. It's so fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's only one right choice now.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about the drugs.
Yeah, I'm not presented all the options here either, right?
Oh, you want... Oh, sorry. You want Seungmi?
No, I mean, you're still missing one more.
Daesung, man? I feel like... Dude, he's so boring. I mean, not boring, but he's like so, like... He's definitely...
Well, yeah. He was recently on a variety show.
Yeah, with you dress up.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so he's hot.
So he's hot?
I think he's trying to, like, come back.
I think he's doing just, like, a variety presence.
Oh, so he's just trying to come back as, like, a...
Not as, like,
what's
a...
It called? What is it called? Like, a... Just, like, a celebrity kind of... What is it? What
they... Yeah, like a host.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. a host, yeah. A celebrity host. Yeah. Something like that. Oh, okay. But, you know, he would obviously... lose in this jang. So there's no point in putting him in there, even though he's not controversial.
Let's do jang plus others.
No, it's jang. Keep it to the same three.
Sometimes had a fourth option.
I know we sometimes had a fourth option. If you want to do one, you can do one, right?
Yeah, but are you really going to choose either Taesong or Seungri?
No.
Well, I'm not going to choose Seungri, even if though, you know, I might want to.
Yeah.
Why would you want to choose Seungri?
Because I'm like the Seungri.
You think he's the best of the best?
I'm the Seungri of the group.
Okay, well, I mean, I think there's a difference between a bad boy and a bad boy. No, and a criminal /
oh, shit, criminal.
Rapist.
Oh, he's a criminal, man.
Okay.
Is there like a song, like a smooth criminal?
You mean smooth operator?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
So, anyway. Like, the reason why I have, like, such a strong feeling for Seungri right now is because I listened to a podcast episode today that was based on The Burning Sun.
Oh, okay.
Again, yeah. And so it's, like, fresh in my mind right now.
Oh, wow. What was it?
Listened to Rotten Mango.
Oh, really? My God.
Oh, my God. No.
You're not
exactly like the husband.
No.
Yeah.
No. He's actually a little more enthusiastic than you are.
Wow.
How's that possible?
Oh, that's closer.
Yeah, really? He's like that? Dude, he doesn't add anything, okay?
No, he like asks questions and stuff. It helps.
Who's Seungri?
To clarify, you know.
Burning Sun? I thought it was Rising Sun.
Jesus. Okay. Anyways, okay, so it's fresh in your mind. Okay, so obviously, he's not in the options. Okay.
Why should we, like, really, really hate on him?
We already know why. I mean,
you know, some people might not know. What's the big thing? What's the big thing?
The big thing is he owned a club.
Oh, he owned a club.
He owned a club.
I didn't know he owned it.
He's doing it.
I don't want to talk anymore.
No, really, I didn't. No, I'm being sincere, really.
No, he owned a club, yeah. And like he had like a bunch of other businesses too. And I guess he actually used, they were basically selling drugs at the club. And okay, they had like other like foreigners, you know, like rich foreigners, actually request like specific girls that they would want to be with. Mm. So it was like a brothel, but then the girls didn't really know.
Oh.
Because they were drugged.
Oh.
Okay.
So like they just had like a catalog of people, like girls that they are close with or that would frequent the club.
Wait, so these girls were drugged and then sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
But then they would still come back.
Because they were drugged, so I guess they don't...
Because they're drugged, so the drug...
Was like a roofie, called... like they forgot?
Yeah. Is that what it's called here? I don't know. I think it's like the main like chemical compound thing is called like GHA or something like that. Mm-hmm. But apparently like when you take it, you kind of like lose memory. Oh. But that it's scary because it doesn't stay in your system. So like even if you do a drug test later on, like it doesn't show up. And so that's why like there's been a lot of like repeated like crimes. But then these girls would go to the police, but then police wouldn't believe them because the drug's not in their system. Mm. And then they were sharing like a story of one of the girls, and she was drugged and she had no memory of it. And so like she requested like a CCTV footage, but it actually showed her just like walking in with the guy to like a hotel. And so the police are like, oh, you're lying, you know. But she really doesn't have any sort of memory from it.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
At first I was like, oh, like this is all normal. Then you said like they drugged them. I said, oh, okay. Because they do have, there are places where you go and you can request a certain number of, you know, girls or a certain number of guys to get matched up with.
Yeah. So I guess like the worst thing was, like, the waiters, and so it's not just, like, you know, like, people, like, just, like, a regular club goers, like, drugging girls. It's, like, the waiters / the bartenders were all in on it.
Mm.
So, really, it was, like, it was not a safe place.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, then, like, even if you're careful about, like, getting a drink from a stranger, you could still be drugged.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah.
I feel like these bartenders are the ones who like should be going to jail too.
They all should be, yeah.
They all should be.
Yeah.
Why, yeah, why apparently like they also like got access to like their group chat or whatever, and a lot of time it's like, "Oh, like make sure you get this person like drugged or for like this person's like looking for this kind of girl and stuff like that." Mm. And these waiters were earning, like, they said, like, $8,000 a night or something like that.
Whoa!
Yeah. Damn. And so, like, they didn't, yeah. I mean, it was all for the money. Like, they didn't care about, like, the people who were getting hurt from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or, wow.
Yeah. And then apparently, so, Sunni also had, like, a ramen franchise. Like, another, like, business. And apparently, like, that also had, like, some sort of, like, issues because it was, like, making, like, a very high revenue or whatever. But apparently he was using that to launder money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. I see. So, the rich foreigners are, like, paying a lot for this service.
Oh, yeah.
And so he needed another business to launder all that money.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, apparently, like, his, like, drink packages, like, at the club, I forget, like, the lowest one, but it was, like, it was crazy amount. It was, like, 10,000 or something.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
I was going to say, whatever number you tell me is not surprising.
Yeah.
Just but before, just, like, just pre-fire.
Yeah. For but, a drink pack. I mean, you could have said 100K and I would have believed it.
Yeah, I don't, it was, like, something crazy that, like, I, yeah.
So you're telling me that Sun Li had the brains put together this whole operation.
I mean, if you gotta put it that way, Jesus.
I mean, I'm not gonna say it's a good thing. Good, you know, it's an evil brain.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's like Sun Li, but there are a bunch of other people too.
Yeah, so
like
who was the head guy?
So it's Sun Li and this other person that I guess like they're friends with, like. On like papers, I guess this other guy is like the CEO, but apparently just like on paper.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. But like his like whole family is also involved.
Sun Li's family?
Yeah, like his parents own like parts of the companies.
What? Dude, his parents knew about the crime?
Well, I don't know if they knew, but.
That'd be really messed up.
Yeah. They must have known if it's making that much money. They must have been like, oh, there's something going on. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and choose.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Sorry. Yeah. Let's see.
Thank you, though.
We diverged a bit, but.
I would just like. Yeah. Anyways, going back to Jang Jang Jang, my pick is Taeyang.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he seems to be the only sane, well, not sane, the only person who seems to be living somewhat of a healthy life.
Yeah, and he got married to an actress, right? I forgot her name, but she was in Sunny...
Min Hyorin.
Mm-hmm. Min Hyorin, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right,
and they have a baby together.
Baby is probably ugly.
Jesus, typical. That's because no, they just got you, Mike. That's because Min Hyorin is. I think she got a lot of plastic surgery. No.
Oh, yeah.
She got a lot.
I mean, she's pretty, but she got a lot.
Yeah, she's
done.
Pretty now only because she got a lot.
Yeah. I know. That's why Gochal is being mean about it. Okay.
Well, I mean, I like her, right? Whatever. But
yeah. Okay. Now, wait. What about the other two? I don't think we're going to get through all the Jung Jung Jungs I have prepared.
This is the episode, just this one.
This is episode, just one.
I'll go G-Dragon.
Oh, canceled.
I mean, he was nice to me in Jeju.
Okay, shit, you met him. You make it sound like you met him. Yeah,
every time in the car.
He drove you in the car? He was your chauffeur? Yeah.
Damn. No, don't you remember? The stupid
trying
car.
To get us to go
no, I'm just trying to make, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's nice.
No, I'm just trying to picture like GG. He was our distrapper when we were there, and he was like, every time we were riding, he was like, wait, but you guys really gotta go to this water park.
You might just tell us. Like, yeah. Take a left here, but you know, consider going here instead.
Yeah.
I think it's easy. My answer is also G-Dragon. I don't know how you can choose any other member.
Well, really? I'm surprised. I thought you were a top fan.
No, I mean,
top I used to be a top fan. So this is why I shouldn't like celebrities. They all get canceled.
Yeah. What did Top do?
Top did drugs. He got canceled a long time ago.
Dude, drugs is nothing.
Drugs is not. I mean,
the right kind of drugs.
Yeah, okay, I'm not, whatever. Like,
so the girl that Top was caught with for doing drugs.
Uh-oh.
Like, this person's been like in and out. But apparently she's like the best informant. For the police, for
what?
Like so, celebrities doing drugs, because she got Lee Sung-kyun in this time around.
Oh,
the dad of the parasite.
So they just use this same informant woman to give them drugs.
They don't use her, but she just always gets caught with being involved in drugs, and then I think they try to make a deal with her.
Then
she like reveals like names.
Dude, this is a movie.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. But like, I don't think any other member can live up to G-Dragon's hype. Without G-Dragon, they're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If if you like take Drew Dragon out of Big Bang, like Big Bang is nothing.
Mm. And Big Bang's already nothing.
I mean, back when it was something.
Mm. So, I don't know. There was a time where Taeyang kind of carried it with his solos. Remember?
Really? Is that your answer?
No, that's not my answer, but...
He's like, of course not. Are you stupid?
The wedding dress song, you know.
All right, so what's your answer?
It's kind of hard. I think all three are good.
Oh my god, that's not how Jang works.
It's been a while. You know, just for priority's sake, I'll choose top. And also because in college, I made a short video for my Asian American film studies class. And at the end of the video, I spun a top, and then I played a top song in the background. Yeah, kind of dumb.
So lame. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I am very sad about like how, you know, like Big Bang had turned out.
Yeah, I think it's Big Bang is like a good case study, and it's a good also reminder and for like future idol groups of like where they could end up.
Yeah, it's a good example.
Yeah. That's why like BTS, like they gotta look at this and think, okay, we can't be like that. You know? Yeah. But you know,
I feel like their concert would have been very fun to go see.
Oh yeah, for sure. Later on.
Yeah. If they had like a comeback concert, that would be cool. But
I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if like, you know, either like Jungkook, V, Suga, Jimin, RM, J-Hope, or Jin ended up like, you know, Seungri.
Why is Jin always last?
That's just the order. I don't remember. But I wouldn't be surprised if one of them ended up like that.
I think it's hard. I mean, I can see.
Yeah. Because they're young and they have like a bunch of money and fame and then just.
Yeah.
And then it's,
You have to have the self-discipline.
Self-discipline, yes, for sure. Yeah.
Should not be enticed by these devilish at once.
What foreigners? Where are you going?
No, just like, you know, drugs. And
drugs and money and
And women and whatever. And I don't know.
Yeah. Also, next time you do that devilish, you got to say it in like a southern accent.
Is it a southern word?
Devilish? I don't know, right?
Sounds like Christian, Christian guy.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go.
Okay, next time. Next Jang.
Hit the music. I got it.
All right. Bang, bang, bang.
Jang.
Oh, you kind of lagged. Okay. What is yours?
Okay, mine's related to K-pop because it is our whole no November month.
No.
Mine's a little kind of generic. All right.
Boring.
I know. It's not as spicy as Big Bang.
not as controversial.
Okay, so K-pop, they're known for their music videos, but also we've been to a concert, and you know we like to listen to the songs in the car. So
boring.
If you had to only choose one media to like listen to K-pop songs, like would it be just listen to the songs? Or just watching music videos, or just going to concerts.
Just listen to songs.
Yeah. You'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I always like to have music playing, like when I'm driving, or even when I'm at like lab and I'm doing like, you know, like lab bench work, it's nice to have some sort of like music playing in the background. And so I constantly have something playing, but I can't be watching something at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be going to concert like every week. And that's going to be like maybe like once or twice a year kind of thing. That's so
true. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I prefer to just. Yeah. Only listen to songs if that was the only choice.
I'll take that same thing too. Only listen to songs. Maybe in college it'd have been music videos, but then these days even the music videos I don't have the patience to sit through a whole music video and like watch it. I like to just listen to songs.
Really?
Yeah. Unless the concert thing is like the only way you can listen to music, those music videos is to go to concert And then also, like, you have the time and energy to go to these concerts all the time.
And society is constructed in a way where concerts are just the music medium, so it's not like a huge ordeal.
Yeah, then that'd be cool.
Mm. Richard, Mike, what's your answer?
Just listen as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, the music videos are nice and stuff, but
A rule is if Jung 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 and everybody picks the same thing.
Oh, hold on, like
bad Jung Jung Jung.
I didn't pick it, and I'm not just saying this because y'all song.
He's gonna say music videos.
I feel like though, if we were all a lot younger, mm-hmm. maybe we would have picked concerts or music videos more. Mm. Like younger people, especially, they like to go out to concerts.
Yeah, that's true.
But my answer is music videos because I feel like you're missing like half of the entertainment of the K-pop songs in their group and what they put out if you don't watch the music video.
Did you say the first part so that people would think that you're young?
What first part?
How, if you were like, younger. Young if you're younger, no, you prefer your music video?
Yeah, they would prefer maybe concerts more. because, you know, like, with going back to Gangnam Style, mm-hmm. I feel like that only blew up because it was like the music video.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not because of song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but then recently, just like a few days ago, I actually went on YouTube to watch all the music videos of all the K-pop songs that I've been listening to recently.
What was this for?
I was just curious.
Interesting.
Like, because I'm listening to all these different songs while in the car when Coach Amanda and I are like going somewhere, and I know these songs, but I just don't know, like, oh, I haven't seen these music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I watched them on. I was pretty pleasantly surprised because they're all pretty entertaining.
Oh yeah, which one was the highlight?
Highlight. I like all the G-Idol ones.
G-Idol, okay.
Yeah, they have some good ones.
Like which one? Queen Car.
Queen Car. Queen Car's hot.
Tomboy was hot.
Oh
when
yeah.
It first came out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Tomboy.
Yeah.
What nude?
Huh? Oh, nude was hot.
Nude. I don't know what nude is.
I think you'll know if you listen to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, they're fun. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the Jenny one, though, sucks. You and I. That one was boring.
You and me?
Or you and me, whatever. Yeah, don't watch that one.
Okay, don't worry, I won't. All right. And the next Jung Jung Jung. Let me cue this up.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
You suck at this.
Okay, what's your John John John?
If you could have a lunch or dinner with one of these celebrities, who would it be?
Ooh, another celebrity one, okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Blackpink.
Oh, K-pop, easy. I like it.
It's done.
Faker.
Faker?
Oh.
Boring.
Interesting.
Steven Yeun.
Uh-huh.
Oh!
Wait a minute. Huh? Uh-oh, this is hard. Why do you... Huh? Actually, I was kidding about Baker. Baker would be interesting too. Not far. Oh, this is hard.
But Blackpink is all of them.
I'd be one of the...
One of them.
Even
one
better.
Of the members. Not all four, but one of them.
Actually, I think that is better.
Yeah, one of them
one
is
on
better
one,
than four.
As opposed to one on four, like, yeah. You don't get the special quality time.
Okay. Dude, all four of them, it's just like a fan meetup. But then, like, one on one is like a date.
Yeah, you'd just be an awkward fifth wheel, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and they'll be like, yeah. They'll kind of like, exactly. Oh, man. Let me think about this.
Okay, well, my pick would be Blackpink.
Which member?
I think I would actually have a fun time hanging out with Rosé.
Oh, stick to your own bias. Rosé is mine. I'll let you know how our lunch goes.
Oh, wait, I thought it was dinner.
Oh, well, we're gonna get lunch first and then dinner. It's gonna be all day thing.
Well, my bias is Jenny, but I feel like she's kind of hard to approach.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not good.
I bet she hears that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I want somebody like who I can actually be friends with and have a comfortable time bonding. And I think Rosé.
Hmm.
Would be a good person. Okay. And she seems fun. She seems like outgoing.
All right, I'm much up in here. I want to say Steven Yeun, but I feel like if I ever like have a meal with him, it'll just be like, hey, dude, like, how's it going? Like, oh, cool, you're doing this. And like, you know, and then after dinner, you know, like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And then like nothing. Like,
it's like a talk show. Like he's like,
yeah.
That's his persona.
And then meeting Faker would be cool, but also he's awkward.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know what I'd get out of that. And so I have to choose Rosé from Blackpink.
Why Rosé?
Because Jennie, like you said, unapproachable. Lisa, like, she's off doing her own shit. And what's the other one's name?
They all are. What?
Oh my god.
This is an imaginary world. You can make time.
But then Jisoo is just some regular Korean girl, you know?
Regular Korean girl?
Wow.
Yeah. What am I going to get from that? Yeah, so Rosé, I think, will be the most fun to meet and have and share a meal with.
Okay.
I feel like she would be, like, really down to earth, you know?
No, that's true. I can see that.
I really get something from that.
But how do you know she won't be like, how do you know she won't also have the Steven Yeun effect? Where she'll say like, oh, hey, hi, how nice to meet you. Oh, like you do that? That's wow. That's amazing.
That's a pretty good accent. Then,
okay, all right. Well, it was nice to meet you. Oh, yeah. The food was great, right? Okay, bye. Then what? Same thing.
I feel like for all the options, you have to kind of lead a conversation.
Which is weird. Because they're like, you know, kind of weird. But yeah, like, because you're in a position where you're the one who's going to get something out of it. Like, it starts off that way. Unless you, like...
Yeah, and also, like, as celebrities, like, you kind of, like, have seen them and know them. Yeah,
that's
whereas
right.
Whereas they
right.
don't know you.
That's true.
I feel like, actually, with Steven Yeun, he might... take more of the lead, but I can't see the rest of them.
I think you're just confusing his roles with him.
Yeah,
because he does like the shyer roles, you know, kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think that he's an actor, right? So he's in the spotlight. So I think he'd be surprised.
But that's another thing. He's an actor, so he could act interested.
Yeah,
when he's not you'd really... feel good.
I don't like
so
that.
You wouldn't know. You'd be like, okay, that was nice. That was fun.
It's like, I was like, oh, I was talking about like Pokemon with them and he sounded really interested. I was like,
yeah.
Was he really? Like, no way.
We'll think about that later, man.
But then, okay, I got my answer now. I'm going to pick Blackpink.
I thought you're a huge Steven Yeun fan.
Okay, hear me out. I'm a huge Steven Yeun fan. Okay?
And he's gonna be disappointed when he listens to us.
He's my old like bro, young guy.
And he's
kinda
never gonna be on our podcast again. Then,
dude, no, he. See, this is the thing, though. He will understand. Okay, if he would understand, right? If I told him, like, hey, I had to choose either you or Jisoo, he'd be like, don't even think about it.
Yeah,
like,
bro, don't even worry about it.
But he'd be like, don't even think about it, man. You know, you gotta obviously choose her. Say, well, you gotta talk about Pokemon with me? No, Jisoo likes Pokemon. It's easy, Don said. Also, she just broke up with that guy. Look at my magic.
So you would go with Jisoo?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think I would go with my boy Steven.
Oh, okay.
Not because I'm the biggest Steven fan, but I think I would just be too nervous hanging out with Lisa.
Oh,
I can see it.
That'd be too much, man. I'd be like, yeah.
You wouldn't be talking. She'd be like awkwardly like.
Yeah, like trying to, like sweating and like, oh God.
That's funny. Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
What if it was just a coffee?
That doesn't matter.
We talked about this during the dating episode. A meal is always a good way to do a one-on-one meet.
Because just a coffee, you feel rushed. Don't you kind of feel rushed?
I see. You can take bites, take a break.
Yeah. You can comment, talk about the food. But if you're just like just sipping on a coffee, it can get awkward.
No one picks Faker.
I know. I'm a little too awkward. I thought maybe because, you know, like it's lull season right now. So
yeah,
he is the goat, but
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I seen him stream, and he's like really boring to watch. You know, he doesn't really talk much. So,
oh, I just watched the clips that they have, because in those clips he's like talking.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes he talks, but he's like at most of his reactions like oh,
like, yeah, yeah.
That's his reaction.
Yeah, that's right.
Like oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I got another Zhang here.
Can I do a Zhang?
Yeah. Going on a turn.
Take your turn, Gochu Chad.
Yeah, what is with this?
Jesus.
All right.
Okay. Here you go. Gochu Mike.
All right.
Zhang.
Everybody's out of sync because of
that. All right. That's
it sounds good to me, but okay.
Yeah, not to me.
I'm going to go back to, it was like kind of, you know, going to dinner. So we'll do food related. And this is, you know, mainly for Gochu Chad to see where he's at now.
Why are you guys testing me?
I don't know. Just is how it goes.
Okay.
So we're going to do H Mart, Whole Foods, or Trader Joe's.
Oh my gosh. This is the hardest one yet. I mean, I thought the last one was hard.
Did we do this?
I think we. This was like a spicy lip standing in your mouth.
Kind of like a spicy lip standing. No, we did
aisles.
Yeah, we did aisles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But, wow, this is
I mean, we've talked about it, but I don't think we've done a Zhang.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but from our ratings, we can kind of tell.
Yeah. Okay.
But okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this chain might have changed too, you know, so.
Okay. Ooh.
It's not that hard, I don't think.
Yeah, I have my choice.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's H Mart.
Yeah.
Yeah, H Mart.
Ours is H Mart.
Easy. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you guys live right next to one.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that's true. But Whole Foods is like way overpriced.
That's true.
They don't got a whole lot of selections. I feel like a Safeway or a Sprouts is like, or a Vons even, are better choices than Whole Foods because they got all the brands. Middles are not expensive.
Yeah. Price. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I went to Whole Foods last week, and I just got water, milk, and then, like, sparkling water, and then, like, something else. I forgot what it was. And it came out to be, like, $40. And then I was like, huh? Why is it so expensive? And I checked the receipt, and I was counting everything. And it's like, oh, damn, this is expensive. What the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. It's not cheap.
It's not cheap, yeah.
I mean, you're paying for, the ambience and, like...
No, but see, that's not even the thing. Like, the servers there are the worst. They're like Safeway employees.
Servers.
That's sorry. Servers cashiers. Cashier, whatever. Cashiers. The cashiers there are the worst. They're so. Ugh, man. When you get a bad one, it's really bad.
Yeah. And then I was going to say, though, for Trader Joe's, Trader Joe's is nice. You go there knowing what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some of the frozen food items, maybe some of the nice deals on produce. But then after that, we mentioned this. Like, you have to go to another grocery store to get the rest of the stuff you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I feel like H Mart has everything.
Yeah.
And then on our most recent trip, they started giving out samples, too, of the carby.
That was good.
And that was nice. You know, you can't get that from Whole Foods or Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's just samples.
Carby samples?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
I like H Mart because you can basically get everything. You know, like Asian groceries, but also like some American groceries. If you want it, they do sell some like American stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they just have like good meat selection, good vegetable selections, and all the other like Asian food that you can get. But also like pre-made pantan side dishes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although some of those are hit and miss.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just have to know which one to get.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I have to get rid of H Mart in my selection. Just too far. The parking's bad. Always crowded. Lines long. I mean, if you asked me like 2 months ago, I would have easily said Trader Joe's. But then the last time I went, they didn't have the kimbap.
No.
And also, the line's always long at Trader Joe's too. That does matter, right? You don't want to be sitting in that line for like 15 minutes. And it wraps around an aisle too all the time. I've never gone when it was like short. And then also Whole Foods has this apple chocolate recessed peanut butter cup. It's like their seasonal item. It's really good.
Oh no.
Trader Joe's has that. What are you talking about?
I know, but Whole Foods has their own version.
Shit.
You talking about Justin's?
No. It's a 360 brand. Well, not that 360. Wait, is that Whole Foods? No, wait. Whole Foods?
365, yeah.
That's a 365 brand. Oh, yeah.
All right, so what are you picking? They're just grocery stores, which you chat, all right? It's not that deep.
I guess at this moment, I'm going to go Whole Foods.
Okay.
I'm obviously Trader Joe's.
Okay, well, that was a good one. That was a good one. There's variety.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. I have one more here. Bang, bang, bang. Jang, jang, jang. Jang, ya, jang, ya, jang, ya. Okay. In relation to the whole grocery store, all right, what was the best theme month? So there was the KFC Korean February Chicken. There was Made the Banchan Rise, the month-long celebration of Korean side dishes. And then there was A-A Month, which was the month-long celebration of Iced Americanos.
How about this month?
No, this month doesn't count yet. It's not over yet. Can't do it.
Oh.
Yeah. So the previous three. Korean Fried Chicken, Korean February Chicken, Made the Banchan Rise, and
For me, I think I had the most fun doing month.
Okay. Oh,
just like getting different coffees and like actually trying to remember the taste of it. I think fried chicken was good, but I think I just felt very guilty.
Okay.
About like eating so much fried chicken. Yeah. And I don't really remember the banchan.
Really?
That's the one we went to the different grocery stores and got Korean themes. Like we usually just got kimchi and like gochujang.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I feel like for me, the month was my least favorite. So I don't think it was like creative and fun enough.
Oh, okay.
But it still, it makes sense. You know, it's the Iced Americano month. And so we're only having Iced Americano from different chains. Like, you can't really do anything else with that. I like the KFC month because of the name. I think it was the most creative. But also
Green February Chicken. Green February, yeah, okay.
Green February Chicken, KFC. Uh-huh. But also because of that devilish late temptations of the fried chicken.
I had to try to get it in there.
I shouldn't even try. But no, that's not my favorite though. I did like it. My favorite is the Made the Banchan Rise.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because I think that was when we had to go out and like actually do something different and figure things out at different grocery stores.
Yeah, that was the hardest.
Yeah.
To accommodate because. I felt like I was doing work at that time. I have to go.
A bit of work because we're like going out of our way to go to these different grocery stores and finding Korean products.
Yeah, then I have like leftover like gochujang sauce at the finish. Yeah. And like, oh, God.
And I mean, come on, remember the beefless bulgogi?
Oh my God.
That's the hit. how can we forget that?
Oh, yeah. And then also because of that, the whole like Trader Joe's stuff happened.
We got into Trader Joe's. Yeah.
That's true. Okay. I'm gonna pick KFC though. This is the no brainer for me. I think KFC was the most fun.
Yeah. I'm just gonna hop on right now too.
Okay. Because that's like the first theme month. It was the most creative. We had characters going on during that month too. It was fun. Yeah, it didn't really feel like work. But the other two felt like, oh God, I have to go to this place before the recording. You know? Like, oh, where am I gonna get? I usually don't get iced Americanos at this place. I had to get it anyways. And it felt like work. Mm-hmm. It was fun, but so. All right. Anybody else have any other Jang Jang Jangs you want to do? Or do you want to do one more? I have one real controversial one.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Jang jang jang. Jang jang jang. Jang ya, jang ya, jang ya. Okay, this one's super controversial. All right, best dog, but you can't pick your own dog. So there's Mira, Ned.
See, I was gonna do this, but
too controversial.
Wait, there's four choices. Go to chat.
No, you can't pick your own dog though.
Oh, so for each of us, there's really three choices.
Yes, yeah.
Out of a pool of four.
Yes.
Well, I feel like mine's kind of easy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's gonna be the hardest. This is too skewed, actually. Go to Mike.
That's true. No,
what? I'm picking Leon.
Don't even. He's picking Leon.
Now it's hard for you. Go to Ned. You gotta return the favor.
What about Ned? That's not right. Okay, maybe this is too. Maybe it was too much, huh?
That's fine. Yeah. I can take it.
No, I can't take it.
I haven't met Summer yet, so I have to choose Ned.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. But maybe it'll change once I meet Summer.
Yeah.
You're gonna kick your own little boy?
Huh?
Kick him to the side?
What?
What are you talking about?
I mean, you're gonna kick your own little boy to the side? Actually, wait a minute. I'm saying Coach Amanda is gonna pick Summer over Ned.
No, she picked Ned.
I don't know, but she said like maybe after she meets Summer.
Mm. Oh my god.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. We had no idea what you're talking about.
I'm just returning the favor because Coach Mike picked Leon, okay?
Okay. All right. Alex?
I'll go last.
Shit, he's not gonna.
I know your choice.
He's not gonna pick. He's not gonna pick him.
No, I know his choice.
Okay, I'm gonna pick. I mean, I have to pick Ned.
Oh,
Ned got two votes.
Ned's popular.
Wait, Ned got two votes? Oh, shit. Popular. Yeah,
I pick Ned.
Yeah, I had to pick Ned. I miss Ned. And Alex sends me pictures, and I always like kind of like, oh man, poor boy.
Yeah. You want to trade?
I'll trade sometimes, yeah. When Mira doesn't eat her food, I'll trade you.
Oh man, we got the good dogs, Kucha and Manda. Because my choice is Leon.
You piece of shit.
Summer, where are you?
The popular
okay, Bubba. You're a good dog.
It's because they have the best owners.
Oh. Actually, it's not that fair, I guess, for us to choose each other's stuff.
Yeah.
They're kind of like our own.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Right. No, but we'll move on.
Okay.
that was kind of skewed. Oh, yeah. Damn, now I feel bad. That's okay.
About what?
Well, Mira, that wasn't picked.
Oh.
Mira is too much trouble. Like, trying to get her to eat and, yeah. I don't want to deal with that. And Summer's, dare I say, too old.
Oh, fuck. Wait, isn't Leon old?
I think Summer's a lot older.
Oh, yeah?
A lot.
Or like
2 years
two
older.
Years
yeah.
Older.
How old is Summer now? 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in her prime.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I do feel like once I meet Summer, I'm going to like her because she has some dachshund in her, right?
Yeah,
so I feel like it just kind of, you know,
that's, yeah, I thought she was a, oh yeah, she Chiweenie.
Yeah
I know, Summer's sweet. I like
Summer. Yeah, Summer has a good personality.
Yeah,
she's fun. I remember when we first got Ned and Mira and they were like little puppies. Summer was like kind of annoyed of them, you know.
Oh.
just snapping at them.
Oh
yeah. That was funny. Okay. If no one else has any other jang jang jangs, maybe we can close this one out. Come on.
You only asked us to come up with one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So why are you expecting us to have more?
Just in case you came out with another one or you thought of one on the way, you know?
Nope. No extra credit.
Okay. That's fine. We kind of went over. All right, Spice Gang. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Follow us here on social media places. Updates at Coach Jung Gang and on Instagram at Coach Jung _ Gang. And let us know how you like Jang 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 with hashtags.
I don't really have many. I'm sorry. Hashtag bad boy or bad boy. Hashtag fifth wheel. And hashtag Leon and Ned MVD.
Oh. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, spicy.